Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 9:35, talking with Dennis Butler. He's the director of the Riley County Police Department here in Manhattan and Riley County, and we're talking about all sorts of different things. We've mostly focused on employees and how training's going here in the department, and it sounds like it's going very well. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about some other topics here of note, and I might get into a little bit on scams. We see scams all the time, and they seem to be more rampant anymore. People are doing things online, and maybe just anything new that you've seen pop up here in the recent weeks?
You know, the internet and technology has really caused an explosion in these scams. It really is very difficult to keep up with all of them. Some of the more troubling ones and really offensive ones to me are we have people that are contacting citizens claiming to be police officers or civil process employees, and they call people or email them and tell them there's a warrant out for their arrest. And if they pay a bond right now, the warrant will go away and they won't come and arrest them. And I've talked about this several times. And the thing people need to know, your listeners need to know, is if a police officer has a warrant for your arrest, they're going to come to your door and they're going to knock on it, and they'll be in a uniform in most cases, or they'll have a badge and ID to identify themselves. If anybody ever doubts whether or not the person they're talking to is legitimate, they can tell the officer, you know, hey, I want to call down to the communications center and verify your identity. And any police officer, unless it's a dangerous situation or something that's unfolding where they need to take the person into immediate custody, is going to say, fine, go ahead and do that. But we're not going to call people. We're not going to email them. And people do lose money over this. So, and it's very similar, you know, with what we've talked about in the past about the IRS calling you, telling you that you owe back taxes and you can pay it online. IRS doesn't call you on the phone. They don't send you emails. They don't text you. They send you letters. Same thing with Social Security. They send you letters. So any of those government agencies that or people claim to be representing them who call for money, don't fall for it. Because if you lose your money, it's almost impossible for us to get it back. And that's why we talk so much about prevention. The last one that's kind of new is people are getting internet and phone calls asking people to Venmo them money because they've got this great deal on a newly constructed home that is going to be rented instead of sold. And it's a deal that's too good to be true. And so they ask people to Venmo or use PayPal or some other kind of cash app to send money. And that's another scam. Typically, legitimate agents and leasing agents are not going to contact citizens that way, and there's usually some sort of lease paperwork that has to be signed before any cash transaction occurs. So when you receive these contacts out of the blue, I don't know about most people, I don't answer the phone, I ignore them, I delete them, I don't even open them if they come via email.
Yeah, it's unfortunately it seems to be more rampant, and that's something we're probably going to see. You mentioned tax time rolling right around again. That's a big one, and people need to be aware of that. I think again, reminder: you want to lose any money here over this. As you mentioned, it's difficult to get it back.
Almost impossible. So a lot of these folks operate overseas. They're not even in the U.S. And once that money leaves here, it's virtually impossible to get it back. So be cautious.
All right, we're speaking with RCPD Director Dennis Butler. We have another caller here with a question. This is John in Manhattan. Wanted to talk about robocalls, I believe. John, go ahead.
I have a question. It's a little bit complicated, but we are receiving robocalls from somebody who has somehow obtained using telephone locally with someone that you actually know. I talked to AT&T and didn't get any place, and they suggested I go to ICE3 or something like that. If I call down to, what is it, 537-2112, do you have someone there that I could chat with about this?
Well, IC3 is a website that is supported by the FBI.
Yes, I'm aware
and
of that.
I tried it. It's very simple to use. Anybody can Google it. It pops right up. And it's where you can report internet scams. I maybe robocalls too. I know for sure that it's mostly related to technology. Now, when you report this, know that typically the FBI does not get back in touch with you if you do. It's really for them to see what's trending across the country and be able to focus their resources on areas that seem to be emerging and really causing damage. And then once they see that, they can start focusing their cybersecurity agents and workers on that issue to try to stop it.
Okay. Well, if I called, do you have someone down there that I could relate this to? Is it 537-2112 the best number to call?
Yeah, that's our communications number, and you can report what you believe is a crime, and they'll put somebody in touch with you, yes, and talk to you about what you've experienced, and then they'll go from there.
I want you to be sure that if I could explain it. You receive a call, and you look at it, and it's some name that you know with their phone number. I mean, if you answer it, it's not them. It's someone trying to sell you something. We've just got two or three of these, and I could not get and this is to the home phone, you know, to your local landline. Cell phones, you can block calls, but on your local landline, you can't really do that. So,
right.
I don't know whether you've had any other calls about that or not.
No, most of the ones I hear about are calls to cell phones. Obviously, it does happen with landlines like you described. But again, you can call down to communications and report this, and they'll put somebody in touch with you either by phone or they can come and talk to you about it at your home.
All right. Thanks for the call, John. We have another one on the line here. Let's go to Paul. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just a little bit. Is there any new news in reference to the shooting in Ogden where four people were hospitalized and quite a commotion and bullets going every place? Have we learned anything about who might be involved?
I don't have any new information I can share publicly. I don't know about the status of the case at the moment. So, sorry, I don't have any information at this time.
All right. Thanks for the call. Why don't we take our final break here of the show? We'll come back and wrap things up here in the next segment. Director Dennis Butler from RCPD joining us on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.